Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And this show is going to be a little different than any show I've ever done before. I was sitting here in my meditation, in my practice, and I got to, really think about, we don't have a lot of safe spaces for people to discuss money. There's not like a therapist you can sit down with and talk to about money. And even if you take a course, like say you take a money manifestation course, you can't really, like, you might interact with the people in the group or maybe in the Facebook group, but to really sit down and have a conversation about money, and not just from the perspective of, say, if you're with a financial planner and you're talking about money, like, no, that's a different conversation. Or, you're talking to your spouse about money. That's, again, a different conversation. There's not really a space where people can kind of go within and see how they feel about it. So I'm going to do this. It came to me in this moment to do it this way. I'm going to give you some questions around money. And even though you can't talk to me right now in this moment, one-on-one, you can always go to my website and book a session with me. And I love to talk to you about money and give you space to feel through your feelings around money. But in this moment, I want to give you a little chance to go within and just think about some of the things going on within you around money. So if you're preparing dinner or on a walk, you can still do this. It's just some work in your mind. If you feel inspired and you're in the place where you can write some of this down, I will do my best to go slow so you can have a chance to write down some of what's coming up for you. But for now, just give yourself a moment. Take a deep breath. We're not really going into like meditation or visualization. It's just more of we're going to have a little conversation with your consciousness, your subconscious, on where you're at financially. How do you feel about your finances? How do you feel about a money goal that you have? Maybe it's a money goal in your business. We'll just give you some space. So the first question is coming forward is, how do you feel right now about money in all aspects of your life? How do you feel about it? What feels good? Just name that right now. What feels good? What doesn't feel good? Let's name that right now. What doesn't feel good? And now let's return to the first question. What feels good? Why does it feel good? Why does it feel good? Why does that area in your life around money feel good? And do you want more of that? Do you want more of whatever is feeling really good? And what would that more look like? So there's something in your life that feels really good. What would more of that look like? And are you feeling any fear or doubt that you can't have more than that? And where do you think that fear came from? Where do you think that fear came from? And, just trust yourself. Trust what comes up for you. And now in this moment, are you willing to release that fear and doubt and acknowledge that you don't have to carry it around? You can have more. Are you willing in this moment? My spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying, ask them if they feel any guilt about wanting more good in their life around money. Do you feel it's selfish to want more? Do you feel it's gluttonous to want more? Do you feel it's a sin to want more? And now in this moment, could you accept that maybe that's just a big lie? Because God wants you to have more. God wants you to have more of whatever feels good to you. God is always available for you to have more. Because as you have more, as you allow more in, as you start to dream the bigger dream, as you start to expand your consciousness of what is possible, you actually allow more God into your life. So of course, God's going to want more. God wants you to have more. God wants more access to you. God wants your consciousness to expand. God wants you to see through the perspective of the divine. Think about all the good God can do here as a result. Now let's look at the things that aren't making you feel good about money. If it's a long-term thing that hasn't been making you feel good about money, maybe it's something that you always struggled to accomplish or pay or receive. It's okay to say that sucks. I think when there's a chronic problem, we start to, it's like the, my spirit guides are showing me, it's like the eye exam or the eyes. It's like your prescription could be off. I don't know those of you that wear glasses or your prescription can be off, but you can still see, right? And it's because your eyes will adjust to the deficit, essentially. It'll find a way so you can still see. And then you actually get your new prescription. It's like, whoa, wow, that's what life really looks like. And you also, but in that process, my spirit guides are saying your eyes are working so hard in that. And so when it comes to a chronic problem around money, same thing. It's like we get used to it and we adjust our lives to that chronic problem. And, but at the same time, we're exerting energy in the background of our life towards that problem. So now in this moment, can you just name that problem really clearly? What is it? And is there any additional problem that might be related to that problem? And now in this moment, would you just give it over to God? Say, God, I have done all I can do with this. I'm acknowledging now in this moment, this is a chronic problem. And I know I can't even solve it from the energy space I am in, right? Because it's running, that problem's running in the background of your life and it's draining your energy. So you can't really focus on it. You think you are, but you don't have all of your faculties to do so. And so now in this moment, would you be willing to just give that over to God? Just hand it over. We can, you know, just hand it over. Here you go, God. Take this. And breathe. As you give it over to God, just breathe. And I want you to imagine a life for yourself right now where that is not a part of your life. Just imagine, envision, see in your mind's eye, feel in your body, a life where that problem is just not a part of your life. maybe you're acknowledging that you see the world through the lens of lack all the time. And as a result of that, you're always ending up with not enough. That's a chronic problem. You see it as a chronic problem. Just give it over to God. Right now in this moment. And breathe. And just start to imagine life without it. Who would you be? How good would you feel? What would your life be like? What would you do with that extra energy? That's what I want to ask you. What would you do with that extra energy? Now, with that being said, I would like to put a field of protection around all of us, because spirits have shown me very clearly that we as humans, we have this funky setting in us that when we clear out a problem, we've gotten so used to having a problem that we replace the problem with something else. Now, that doesn't need to be your reality, and you might replace it with something else, but it doesn't need to be a negative something else. But just be willing to see that you could live a life free of that problem. Begin to feel that. You don't have to welcome it back in a different form. You don't have to, it doesn't have to constantly be a thing for you. You can be free of that problem forever. And what would life be like for you if you were free from that? I want you to start thinking about all the cool shit you would do. You know, for me, I would write more books. I would write and publish more books. I write a lot, but there's so much that has not seen the light of day because of my chronic problems. And I'm willing in this moment to release that and engage a life where I publish more books. Now let's look at what are you really grateful for when it comes to your finances, when it comes to money in general? What are you really grateful for about it? Even money on our planet. I know I'm like really grateful for how generous we are as humans, right? We are really a generous bunch, and we do aid each other. There's this perception that we are very cold-hearted when it comes to money, but no, we give as humans in the best way that we know how, and whatever is currency, right? It might be a neighbor giving you food, or it might be donating to a cause, but I'm really grateful for how generous we are. Now, over to you. What are you really grateful for when it comes to means of exchange? When it comes to money, what are you really grateful for? And even in your own life, it could be that you're really grateful for that, like, every other Friday, you know you're going to get a paycheck. That's really something amazing to feel grateful about. Or it could be that you know without fail that as a self-employed person, money always shows up. You don't even know how, but it always shows up. What are you grateful for? It could be that you feel really good about your financial standing in a particular area. What are you really grateful for? Let's take a minute. Now I want you to look at let's look at what you're not grateful for. What are you not grateful for? What do you look around when it comes to money and you're just like, ugh, I'm not grateful for that, God, right? Maybe you're not grateful that prices have gone up in a time where people don't need them to go up, right? What are you not grateful for? Or what my spirit guides are saying, what's bugging the fuck out of you? Or they said heck. But I wasn't going to miss an opportunity for an F-bomb. Well, so what's bugging the heck out of you when it comes to money, means of exchange, both in your personal life and in the world? Maybe you don't like that something. What is that? What is that? And now in this moment, are you willing to give that over to God? Or my guides are jumping in and they're saying, hey, this isn't one for God. Give it to your guides. Your guides are going to help you with that. So maybe in this moment, you can give it to God if that feels more comfortable to you. You can give it to the angels. But if you do believe that you have some guides watching over you who are your companions throughout this lifetime, be willing in this moment to give them whatever's bugging the heck out of you. And now in this moment, this is a message that's been coming up the last couple of weeks, and they're giving it to me now. Can you see yourself as 100% good? And even if you have to fake it a little bit right now, can you just see yourself as 100% good? Good with money, good in life, good. Talented enough, capable enough, smart enough, good. You are good enough. You just see yourself as 100% good. Not perfect, just 100% good. And feel that feeling, feel that joy, feel that elation just moving through your body of being 100% good. Yeah, you are 100% good. And if you are 100% good, then your relationship with money, your relationship with the economy, your relationship with work, your relationship with your gifts and talents, your relationship with others, your relationship with your ability to create an impact is also good. You're good. And if you're struggling to believe that, my spirit guides are showing it's one where you're just going to have to repeat it to yourself. They're showing me very clearly that anybody being called to do this conversation about money with me is good. There's not any more for you to let go of, that you are good. And all you have to do now is believe it. Believe it in the core of your being. See the light that exists within you. See the light that exists in the center of your being, and see that as 100% good. And from there, you are created. From there, you vibrate from there, to get all woo-woo there. And so if you vibrate from good, then you must be good. And if you can see any obstacles, anything keeping you from believing that you are good. See it as fun. See it as a game. See it as an opportunity to go on a quest to figure something out. See it as not as serious as you think. There is a way. There is a way. Always. Because you are 100% good. You are 100% good. And now in this moment, is there anything else that you would like to talk to your guides, God, money, the energy of money? Is there anything you'd like to say? And there are no rules. You can say whatever the hell comes to mind. Just say it. Is there anything you would like to say? And as you say that, it's very interesting what they're showing me, is that anything that you just said is related to a childhood wound. And so be willing to explore that childhood wound some way, somehow, that you, they're showing me very clearly that the energy surrounding your relationship with money at this time is connected to something you didn't feel you got in childhood, something that was missing from childhood, something maybe that was difficult in childhood. And give that over to God too. You don't have to make issue with a parent, for example, a issue with money, right? You may have experienced that in childhood. You don't need to experience that when it comes to what you can do financially, what you can have financially. Give it to God. As a matter of fact, my spirit guides are saying replace it with God. Say something is triggered in you as you're saying whatever you need to say in addition to money, and it reminds you of an experience from childhood related to, say, a family member. And now what the conscious mind has done, the subconscious really, the subconscious mind, and then it plays out in the conscious mind. The subconscious mind has decided that family member and money are the same thing, and that's the way life is going to show up for you. I don't know. It's going to be different for every person, so really trust yourself. This is just an example. And I'm going to ask you the question again so you can do it. But you now need to replace all of that with God. Money acts like God. People who show up in your life act like God, and God is kind and loving and sees you as 100% good and is going to support you no matter what and wants you to be the best version of you. And take a deep breath. And I'll ask you again, is there anything you need to say to money right now in this moment? And just notice what comes up. Just notice what comes up. And then ask yourself, and this is intuitive information. It's not always going to be this way. My spirit guides are showing that the people doing this exercise with me, listening in any time, space, reality, that whatever you just said to money is related to something from the childhood. And just be willing to clean it up. And the way you clean it up is you just give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Because God's always going to show up for you. You ask, God shows up. You ask, God shows up. God shows up. And all the beings that consist of God in the heavenly realm show up to support you. I rarely ask you for feedback from shows because I know I show up and I'm a servant of God and I do what I'm supposed to do. And I know that these messages touch people in the way that they're supposed to touch them. But if this did impact you and feeling the call, send me a message. Just go to my website. There's a contact tab. I think my email's probably there. My email's probably all over the frickin' web. Send me a message and let me know if this was helpful. And I want to create more spaces where people can talk about money and not, you know, money manifestation is amazing. I love that journey. So fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that it exists. But this is more than that. This is just getting things out, because when you can bring things to the surface, your connection to source will kick in and you will see it clearly. But when it's buried in the subconscious mind under, you know, under the bed of the subconscious in the corner covered in dust, you can't really see it clearly, but it's still radiating an energy in your life. And so when you can pull it out and see it, you can say, oh man, I don't need that anymore. You can toss it. But until you pull it out, it's just there, collecting dust, making you sneeze. It sucks. So my goal is with this to just give you a space where you can just see clearly. Because I know if you pull it out, you are so brilliant and you are so connected that you will see it very clearly. All right. I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love you. 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 I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Take care of yourself.